Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, my friends, it was an historic night, wasn't it? One that will live long in the memory.
15 seconds here. She stays on her feet and she is champion again. Yang on the back foot. Harrington, high guard. Throws a right, throws a left. Then the jab. Last few seconds. Kelly Harrington from Dublin. Double Olympic champion. Incredible.
Oh, that brings me back to feeling as sick with the nerves as I was for the last minute of that bout. I'm joined now by Olympic gold medalist Michael Carruth and Steve Malloy, head coach at Kelly's childhood boxing club, Corinthians. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Morning.
Michael, last line, I think it is, of Malachy Clerkin's piece in the Irish Times this morning. Kelly Harrington, the greatest Irish Olympic boxer there has ever been. Is there any disputing that?
Absolutely none. She's won it twice. Yeah. So that's it. You know, nobody else has done that. You know, so it's without question, she's after setting the marker there for the next generation. You know, so it's fantastic what she's done, and Kelly's a lovely girl as well. So it's, you know, couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
Tell me, as a gold medalist, do you think that retaining your title at the Olympics, is it simply double the amount of work as winning one gold medal, or is it a bigger ask?
I think sometimes it's a bigger ask, you know, to go and try to defend the title, you know, because obviously there's more pressure on you. You won it once, and then people automatically assume you're going to do it twice. You know, you have to have luck on your side as well, that you don't get any injuries and things like that as well. So unfortunately, she didn't pick up any serious injuries that we know of anyway. You know, so but with that, you know, you need that element of luck as well, and she got that as well. But she boxed absolutely fantastic in all four bouts. You know, there's no question. You can't question anybody. Can question, you know, the results that she got, because every one of them were unanimous decision, I believe. So she won every round. You know?
Steve Malloy, the greatest Irish Olympic boxer there has ever been, and she came out of your little club.
Yep. Next problem is, where are we going to put the statue?
Have you not got a bigger problem in the queue of young ones around the corner now looking to join up?
Yeah, well, I've a list the length of my arm with young kids' names looking to join the club at the moment, with the mothers coming up to me last night and weeks building up to it. Can the young one join? Can the young fella join? It's all down to Kelly's success in the area. Like, it's just fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's great for the Northern City as well, for the kids to look at a role model like Kelly.
Absolutely.
Say, we can do it. Like, Kelly's nothing special. Like, she's from our area. We see her on a daily basis. And like, we could be an Olympic champion like Kelly. So that's what they're thinking.
And are you going to be able to capitalise on all of that positive energy now? Or are you going to end up having to turn some people away because you just don't have the space?
Oh no, Corinthians' policy is we never turn any kids away. Ah no, we'll find volunteers and we'll get more coaches and we'll squeeze the kids in some way, or we'll give them some time. But we'll always squeeze them in. But I honestly have a list the length of my arm with young girls looking to join the club at the moment. Yep. Listen, in 4 years' time or 8 years' time, we could have another Olympic champion coming out of the North Inner City, which would be fantastic.
Mm. It's real, isn't it, Michael? Like, I mean, I gather that Kenny Egan told you that his career was really down to you.
Yeah, well, he watched me on that Saturday morning at the age of one, which is 22 years right now. So, and he, you know, his coach at the time there is a guy called Noel Humpson, who happened to be my uncle. He fell at the Neil Sound Boxing Club. But Kenny watched me win my Olympic Games. Swayed him into boxing, and obviously, you know, he done great getting the silver medal as well, and in his Olympics as well. So it's you have to have heroes, and you have to have, you know, people that you look up to and things like that as well. And this is huge for not just female boxing in Ireland, but for male boxing as well, that we come away with another gold medal. And you know, it's a huge, huge boost for young kids. Yeah. You know, if you want to join the boxing club. You
know,
boxing is the most decorated sport in the history of the Olympic Games. You know, so we've won world medals in all the other sports combined, which is phenomenal when you think about it that way. You know what I mean?
But, and success breeds success, absolutely.
Exactly, yeah, and that's the way it works.
Look, I want to go through that fight yesterday, kind of round by round, if we can, and no better than the two men who were on the other end of the line than to take us through it. She had very quick hands, Wenlu Yang. What did Harrington do to get inside them, do you think, Michael?
What she done best in all of her fights was she controlled the centre ring. Okay, when you control the centre ring, you have a great chance of winning any fight. You know what I mean? She went forward when she needed to go forward. Kelly has a thing as well that she can fight orthodox as well as southpaw, which means she can switch over. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do that, but she can do it either way. And she was doing what every good boxer does, in the sense that when you know if you're hitting them with a jab, you keep hitting them with the jab. You know what I mean? That's the way it works. And she was good at that. She didn't go for any flashy punches like uppercuts and things like that. She went for basic punch regimes. And she put the Chinese girl under a bit of pressure when she needed it as well, particularly in that last round. Kelly had won the first two rounds, clearly. And she went down for the first 20-30 seconds and put the Chinese girl under pressure again. And she took the fight out of her straight away because everybody's saying she needs a knockout to beat Kelly. Kelly's never been knocked out in her life, you know, and I don't think she ever will be, you know, in that regard. So with that, you know, they were looking for a miracle in that sense, Steve.
From that point of view then, Steve, I mean, if she was never going to be knocked out, do you think that this fight was won in the last 30 seconds of the first round? Because, you know, they looked fairly level pegging for the first 2.5 minutes of it then, but there was this flurry of activity that left Kelly Harrington 4-1 up at the end of that first round.
That's first round, you have to stay the fight fast and you have to finish the round fast as well. You know what I mean? You have to be throwing punches. And sometimes judges only see the second half of a round rather than the first half. You know what I mean? So with that, she finished strong every round she did. You know what I mean? She got cluster of punches off when she went. And to be honest as well, the Chinese had no problem here. She was well beaten, and that's it. You know, she got her tactics wrong. Kelly got hers right.
Yeah. Steve, do you reckon, because there was so much talk before they got into the ring about how much longer a reach Yang was going to have, if she did actually have a longer reach, did she make much use of it?
No, Kelly's distance was fantastic over the three fights we got. Her distance where she was standing was very, very good. And the way she was able to switch from orthodox to southpaw was fantastic. Her distance was phenomenal. Like Kenny Egan said in one of the interviews with RTA, like her distance was spot on in all fights. And I think that's what the difference was. Kelly knew what she had to do, and our game plan was down to a T. That's,
okay.
That's basically the way it went.
Explain something to me here, because it was very obvious to an untrained eye like mine that Yang was missing quite a lot of punches. She just wasn't landing them. How did Kelly force those errors, do you think, Steve?
Well, that's for our footwork. Our footwork is phenomenal. Like that's all about footwork. You look at the fight back, it's not... Kelly's hands were very low, but our feet and our eyes were... That's what it was all about. It was all about the footwork, her speed with her feet, like getting in and out, and she wasn't given that longer reach, any chance to land.
Michael, the last time you and I talked was actually after she had won the gold in Japan 3 years ago, and we were talking at length about that, like you say, that fluidity of transitioning between orthodox and southpaw. But she had other tricks that she was employing in the ring. Can you explain to me this circling of the right arm down by her hip? Is that just a distraction technique, or what is she doing?
Yeah, you have to make kind of deep, you know, get your opponent to do things they don't want to do, you know, and that's exactly what she was doing. And, you know, she was fainting quite a lot. She was showing one hand and showing the other one. And, you know, that's boxing as well. You know, the Chinese girl dealt for it every time, you know what I mean? So it was quite good that the way she was using the feint mechanism as well, you know. And to be honest as well, like, she got the better shots off. She looked fitter than the Chinese girl. The Chinese girl looked very, very tired to come there at the end of that round as well. She didn't finish strong, you know, but she needed a big last round. And I basically think Kelly just outdone her in every aspect, physically and mentally, in the fight.
And the other technique that was obvious, if you say that she was controlling the centre of the ring, what is this thing that she does where she puts both hands up in the air and starts dancing in a circle out towards the outer edges of the ring. What does that do to the opponent?
Well, basically means the opponent had to come forward at her, because when she's on the back foot, she has to come forward, and that's where you're more vulnerable, that you're coming into a punch rather than, you know, going away from a punch. And, you know, it's every boxer does it. You can put your hands down and you can put your hands up or whatever way you want to do, whatever makes you feel comfortable. But Kelly was trying to draw her into a trap, and she did draw her into a trap. And every time she drew her into the trap, Kelly got the 2 and 3 punches off every time. You know? Mm-hmm. And I was a bit amazed that the Chinese didn't change their tactics after the first round. They stayed the same tactic for the whole round, the whole fight. And it was working for Kelly. Obviously, she won the first round 4-1, and every other round she won. You know, so with that, it was a great fight for her.
Look, she is an undisputed champion, the only person to have ever done in this country what it is that she has achieved. Were you, Steve, caught by surprise then about the announcement of the retirement?
I actually was. I was in RTE today, and I was on Virgin Media today, and I was sitting down in reception, and I seen the headlines, and I read a piece of it, and two of them said she's after announcing her retirement, and I was... Well, I actually didn't see that coming, you know what I mean? So with that, I thought she'd done, now there's a World Championships on in a few weeks' time as well, a few months' time as well. So, listen, she made a great comment as well that, you know, she's going out on top, and she is truly, there's nothing bigger than the Olympic Games. Okay, World Championships, European Championships, there's nothing bigger than the Olympic Games. And for her to go out on this high note is a great thing for her. Hopefully that if she is to retire, she then gets back into boxing in some kind of capacity, maybe as a coach and things like that, and worked out as well. So she has what she now needs now is a break with her wife and a little holiday, and then maybe come back and think what she has to do or what she wants to do. You know what I mean? Because it's been a tough couple of months, and, you know, in training camps,
no doubt,
and away from people and away from your family as well. So she deserves a nice little break now, and then see what she's going to come back and do.
Steve, were you caught by surprise?
Not really, no. Coming out as a double Olympic champion, what a way to go out. Like, if that's what she feels, she's no more to achieve in the game. Like, that's what a way to go out. And what a hero she is. So,
but what about the opportunity to secure her future financially by turning professional?
That's down the road. That's Kelly's decision. It's not for us to be talking about. But at the moment, it's just celebrate our double Olympic gold medalist at the moment. And as Michael said, let her go away and have a holiday and relax and enjoy the success.
All right, Steve, keep your eye out for Joe Duffy down in your neck of the woods. The programme, Liveline, is going to be coming from Portland Row between 2:15 and 3:00 this afternoon. But thank you very much, both of you, Steve and Michael, for talking to us this morning. Coming up after the break, the CEO of Bus Éireann.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.